Dreamscape presents The Mermaid's Child by Joe Baker, narrated by Nicola Barber. He that would see marvels, it behooves him sometimes to wend out of his way. Sir John Mandeville, Mandeville's Travels. Chapter 1. I don't remember ever having a mother. I must have noticed other kids had them, though, because I do remember asking my grandmother about mine. Gran was stirring rhubarb on the range. I stood thigh high, looking up.
She was a whore,
Gran said, which didn't really explain anything but was enough to shut me up. I went away bemused and thoughtful, and even now I can't disentangle the word whore from the smell of rhubarb and the view up Gran's sooty nostrils. A whore, sugared, smutty, not to be mentioned again. My dad was more forthcoming, less reliable. One afternoon by the river, when Dad was sitting on the Shiloh bank with the sun on the bald patch on the back of his head, I sat down on the top ferry step and kicked my heels and asked him about my mother. It must have been after I'd asked Gran, because it was bothering me more by then, like a brushed away wasp. Dad was mending a bit of rope, a cigarette squeezed flat between his lips.
"We met when I was at sea,"
he said, watching his fingers.
"She was the loveliest thing I'd ever seen. Just lovely."
The rope turned and coiled as he tweaked at the frayed ends.
"She asked me to stay out there, with her people. I couldn't, not leave your gran all by herself."